The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
toilet? See, they do float.
Oh, look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are back. Total Divas, Season 4, Episode 5. We're going to the merry UK. I love it when they go overseas. Shenanigans! Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get all up in the Brie mode. We're going to get up all in the shenanigans, but we're going to do it after the break. So you're listening to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said,
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on wildtalkradio.com. We're back with season 4, this week's latest episode of Total Divas, and it's going to be Alicia centric as well. It looks like she and Wade, that issue is getting brought up, so we get Wade on this episode.
All hail King Bulge?
Barrett.
Oh, Barrett. Not
unless he's wearing the bulgy panties, and then, well.
Bam. Yeah.
But I think this is the week we get to go to London.
It is.
Oh God, they're filming Swerved.
Yeah, that's R-Truth in the elephant costume.
Get it, Paige! Get him! She tackled him!
Right?
That's awesome. Guys are complicated. Guys are annoying. All they want to do is eat Chipotle, Natalia. Gee, I wonder if that's a shot at Ziggler! And hey, look, we're in Austin.
Some dude is putting over Alicia Fox as the next Divas champion, and Paige goes up to the fan and goes, "What are you doing?"
Hey, it's Wade.
Wade's like, "Oh, I'm on the show again. Great."
Crap. He's wearing a hood to disguise himself. And now we're back in catering.
Apparently, Natty has a humping cat.
Apparently, she got locked in by a cat.
Oh, good lord. They're going over their itinerary for the European tour.
What'd she say, 13 cities?
Yeah, something like that. The blue tour is Natty, Emma, Cameron, and Rose and Alicia. Bad news, Barrett is on the blue tour.
Uh-oh. Alicia's like, oh no, he's on my tour, oh no.
I like how Daniel Bryan's on opposite tour of the Ballast.
Is Cena on the blue tour?
Maybe.
Because they go wherever Cena goes, generally. Right.
So he would be on the red tour.
Yeah. Where's Bray Wyatt? That's what I want to know. Where are Bray and the kids? Somebody tell me.
Paige is all about the British drinking and showing them how to drink British. It's time to get into Bremos.
As we all remember last year's trip to London where Bree and Paige got smashed. And Nikki does not do cheap.
They want to get their fancy on.
Paige is like, this is not how we do it in England. You're in for a shock.
Paige always stares at boobs and Bree's now staring at Nikki's boobs and now we're at Monday Night Raw.
Well, they're kind of at eye level, so...
So, you know, they're like, hard to miss.
Like you do.
Speaking of John Cena.
Pre-broken nose. And it's
nose.
Cena versus Stardust. Open challenge.
Tyson Chandler is hanging out backstage.
Wow, he's tall.
He's about 7 foot center. Rosa doesn't know what basketball is. Natty's like, I have stuff in my hair, and now I'm meeting the 7 foot tall basketball player.
She's dyeing her hair. She's getting her pink done.
And she took a picture with her hair all like that.
Like you do. You know, sometimes girls gotta represent with their hair in curlers. And there's Summer Rae.
And it goes, nice weave to Summer.
They do not like each other. It's awesome. And now we have the tag match. And that's gotta be pre-Mania because both Usos are there.
Natty's now showing off her boobs. Apparently the Bellas worked at Hooters.
Yeah.
Paige is like, all right, I could use this formation, and Natty touches her boobs.
There's a lot of boobs going on in this episode. We're all about the boobies.
We're all about the boobies on the rack.
Basically, Natty's giving Paige the 411 on Nikki and Brie, and how Nikki's not quite as posh as she makes herself out to be.
I love Paige with the pinkies up.
Pinkies out, ladies. Pinkies out. Mark Manners, they are in Austin.
Yes, they are.
Home of Mark Manners.
Home of Mark Manners.
And now we're in L.A., with Eva and Brian Kendrick.
Well, she tried to move.
She's looking good. She's getting better.
Getting better. There's a hip. Ooh.
What was that?
Attempted hip toss. But that was a head scissors. Nicely done.
Yeah, pretty good head scissors. Now they're in the Austin airport, and they're going to a bar. Or actually, no, that's not Austin. That's Houston.
So Brie will be away from Brian on their 1 year anniversary.
Aww.
But Brie mode gets a. Brie mode gets to come out.
And so now we are on our way to merry old England. We're seeing the countryside, and we're in Dublin. Where's Seamus? Brie! I spotted me, Bray.
You spotted you, Bray.
And now Alicia and Wade are in the same elevator together. They're on the same bus. They're stuck with each other for 2 weeks straight. Oh my, this is going to get awkward. I can already feel it.
Uh-huh. We're ooh, Finn Balor.
Hi, Finn. That's right, he was on the stair, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Now we're backstage with Emma and Alicia and Rosa.
Emma never looks happy. Apparently things aren't working out with Mr. Barrett and his girl.
Who's he dating? He's apparently, they're on tour together, so he's dating somebody in the company. I'm curious now. I want to know.
Some Instagram drama. So who of the girls is he dating?
Is it Summer? Okay, so as we go to break, Alicia is a lovesick little puppy. She's longing for Wade. Rightfully so. He's a pretty good looking guy. But apparently he and his girlfriend are having issues and they're on tour together. So either he brought his girlfriend with him, or he's dating somebody inside the company, whether it's staff, whether it's somebody on talent. But it can't be any of the divas because they're all pretty much taken. I think the only ones that aren't are like Alicia and Summer.
Are we sure Summer isn't?
I don't know. They don't. Ever since they took Summer off the show, it's hard to say, but.
It's not Renee. It's not. I don't know.
Unless it's somebody in NXT.
Unless it's an employee.
And. Didn't the mandate about staff come down about this time? Where they said they don't want wrestlers and staff dating? When did that mandate come down?
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember.
I think this might be where it stemmed from. I mean, you never know. It's just pure speculation on our part, but this could be where wrestlers not dating staff comes from. Is somebody had a because obviously somebody had a relationship with somebody else. It got ugly and the company had to take action.
Right.
That would be the only reason why they would say talent and staff are not allowed to date each other. Is there was an incident and they had to do something about it and set a company policy. And so maybe that's where this comes from. Maybe we'll meet Wade's mysterious girlfriend. Who knows? But Alicia has it bad for Wade. And all her friends are like, dude, just forget him. Just don't worry about him. And then they're like, oh yeah, they're fighting. And Rose is like, don't tell her that. She doesn't need to know that.
Right.
Bad plan. Bad plan to tell her that. So I'm sure shenanigans will follow. We've had a lot of boobs so far. Yay, boobs. And his total divas. And, well, Nikki is gonna get called out for being a little bit posher than I guess everybody feels she should be.
Yeah, as I'm sitting here reading the WWE Code of Business Conduct.
Oh, that's what you're doing, okay.
I'm sitting here trying to read it. There's a lot of information. I don't see anything about dating at the moment, so.
It was like, it came out, and it was a really random thing that came out. As we come back from break.
Well, we'll dive deeper into it at some point.
At some point. I know we talked about it on the show, the other show. But we're at a makeup salon. Ava and Jonathan are at a photo shoot. We have a body paint artist. And a makeup artist, and well, this is gonna be interesting. And she's getting a shoot done for her website.
She has a lot of bruises on her arm. She's going to body paint herself because of that. The photographer's like, we should show off your bruises. That can't go horribly wrong.
Well, that would explain the Instagram stuff.
Uh-huh.
So apparently they're taking pictures of Ava with all her bruises. She's walking around in a white bikini.
I don't know how that's supposed to look hot. With the bruises.
I guess war wounds, I don't know.
She wants to keep this for herself so, you know, when she looks back, she can remember it. Now Miss All Red Everything as well.
Going very, very white.
All white everything.
Red shoes, white body, red hair.
Interesting look. The red tier is a nice touch.
Yeah, the red tier is cool.
I don't know about anything else, but that was pretty cool. We're now back in Glasgow.
Glasgow's such a cool city. I would love to go there one day. And now we're with the Bellas.
They have tea hats. Brie is fat of alcohol. Here comes the page.
Nikki got first class on the way over.
And she slept the entire time. They're going to tea time in Sheffield. Paige is like, tea time?
Paige is like, I have bunches at home. No, I don't.
She wants to go to a dive bar and to a fish and chip shop and not tea time.
Yeah, she's like, we're going to tea? What?
You do this if you're a royal. Well, they do it on the royals.
Yes, they do.
which is a great show, by the way. People should watch it.
Awesome.
We do.
January 28, 2015.
There you go.
Was when that rule came down. So she's wearing elbow-length gloves.
What is she wearing? You look at all the other girls, and then you look at Nikki. Nikki would be Weird Spice.
I have no idea what's going on right now. Anyway, we're back in Dublin.
We're now with the blue team.
And they're going to Queen of Tarts, which is a bakery. Queen. Oh, God, that looks so good.
Queen of Tarts with the Queen of Hearts? Fitting, don't you think?
How cute.
Everyone knows that Alicia loves Wade, except for Wade. And now he's telling her, go do it. Go tell her.
Basically, they're telling her to go tell Wade, which may or may not pay off. It probably will not pay off if he's with somebody else. And Rose is like, are you talking about Wade again?
Natty's is using her experiences with TJ to help with Alicia and Wade.
So basically she's saying, you know, if the love is real, then it's worth fighting for. And I absolutely agree with that, but what if the love isn't real and she goes and she talks to him and she tells him and he's like, yeah, F off. And basically now they're sitting in a park, eating pastries, and coming up with a game plan in terms of what they want to do.
Alicia's getting conflicted advice. She wants to tell him, but fears rejection. Apparently Wade wasn't one of the disposable ones.
Yeah, she's very attached to Wade, you can tell, but it's like, I can understand telling him how you feel, but just go in to tell him how you feel with the expectation that he's not going to respond in kind. If he does, that's great, but it's, hey, I just need to get this off my chest so I can move on. And that's almost kind of how you have to approach that.
Apparently on Instagram they're saying Jonathan is hitting Eva. Apparently she's not on the tour.
Okay, so the girlfriend is not there according to the preview.
Okay, I'm confused.
Okay, so as we go to break, because tea is going to blow up.
Yeah, it probably will. Don't know where to begin.
So, going back to Alicia and Wade. So we now know the girlfriend is not on the tour, so his girlfriend is at home.
Right.
Which is never helpful for a relationship when it's like, hey, I'm going out of town for like 3 weeks.
Peace. I'll catch you on the flip side. But then again, he's always on tours, so it's probably commonplace.
Yeah, so it's, but basically, Nanny's telling her she needs to follow her heart and talk to Wade, and Rose is telling her she needs to move on. And both are completely apt and accurate, and like I was saying before, you kind of have to approach it from the standpoint of, I need to get this off my chest. I need to tell you how I feel. And this, nothing is meant by this beyond this is me getting this off my chest so I can move forward with my life. Because sometimes that happens after a relationship where you get stuck and it doesn't end the way that you want. And sometimes you just have to make that confession to that other person knowing that they're not going to respond. Because he was brutally honest with her before.
Right.
He doesn't feel that way about her. He's not interested in her like that. And so he moved on.
Correct.
And so, but Alicia hasn't been able to because she's stuck. So it's like, I fully support Natty's suggestion of go tell him how you feel. Go tell him that it hurt. Go get it all off your chest and then move forward. And whether it's with him or without him, take Rose's suggestion and move forward.
Right.
Take that step out of the past and continue on with your life. And don't worry about what happens with him after that if he's not interested. He has his life, you have your life, and you just have to do your thing.
Right.
And as for the people on Instagram, they're stupid. As we come back from break.
Speaking of the Instagram.
Speak of the devil.
This is where people are over dramatic on the internet.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Eva's like, no disrespect. But I would beat your ass before you would beat mine. And Ellie's jokingly calling her a bully as she's flicking his hat off.
So, issue resolved there.
Yes.
God, she bought a lot of hats.
Well, you gotta have a lot of hats for tea time. The European culture tea time.
The upper class European culture.
Paige wants the big hat. She doesn't have the cute dress to go with it. Paige is so close to headbutting a bitch right now.
Paige is so awkward, it's adorable.
Yeah. There's the Tower of Cakes page.
Oh my God, that looks amazing. Oh, they're doing high tea. Oh, nice.
And Paige is not a fan of high tea, it looks like. Pinky's up. Paige is like, I can't help but laugh, but it's... Now she brings up, you know, Paige is like, hey, tea time's for the royals, not the commoners like her. Paige wants to go to a nice diner, and we gotta enjoy tea time.
Paige basically wants to take them to all the, like, the cool places and the hip places and, you know, show them real English culture, not what the stereotype is.
Paige does a curtsy and leaves. And she gets in the car, and she drives
away. And Paige takes the car.
Uh-huh. Nikki's like, I want to give her the full experience. Because, you know, she's from there. And now the Bellas realize Paige took the car. Nikki's all confused. Oh.
Lana!
We're going to see some
We're going to see a lot of Lana.
Which they
they
can now show because she's no longer Rusev.
Yes!
Right.
Lana for next season. Lana for season 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lana for season 5 of Total Divas. Somebody do it.
She would fit perfectly in the show.
She would totally fit perfectly.
It would suck doing the accent the entire time, but I think she could keep it up.
Oh, she could totally keep it up. She could do the mix like what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Or she could just, you know, basically they explain it of she does the accent. Because the girls do it out of character, so Lana could do it out of character if she really wanted to.
We'll see what happens when she's actually talking, if she talks on the show.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if she talks on the show. But, so, you're gonna give a British individual the British experience by taking her to high tea.
Yes.
You know, honestly, if I'm going to somebody else's home country and they want to give me the experience, I'm along for the ride because they know what's good. They know what's awesome. You know, you're kind of buying into a stereotype a little bit of all British people drink tea and they eat fish and chips and, you know, all these other kinds of ideals. And that's simply not the case. You know, everybody grows up differently. Everybody has different backgrounds. You know, it's like you come to America and it's like, you know, we're all beer swilling rednecks. That's not the case. You know,
right.
So it's like, I wouldn't, if I was going to England with Paige or if I was going to Ireland or Scotland or anywhere in the UK with Paige, I'd be like, you know what's up? I'm with you. I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to give you the experience by taking you to high tea. Like, I get that it's sweet that Nikki wants to have tea. It's like, if you want to have tea, go have tea. Go have tea because you enjoy it.
Right.
Because for certain type of people, tea is awesome. Best sugar, like, best, like, pastries you will ever have in your life. But don't go because it's, well, I'm trying to give you the British experience to a British individual.
Right.
Because that's just, like, but she grew up there.
Yeah. And if you listen to the Steve Austin podcast, he talks a lot about growing up there. So if I'm going to follow anyone's advice, I would follow hers rather than Nikki Bella.
Although she's rocking that hat.
She is rocking the hat.
Yeah, Nikki bought a bunch of hats, and so they're running around, which is, you know, cute. They have hats and gloves, and they got dressed up for tea, which is what you're supposed to do. You know, they did it upright. I'm actually really surprised that they didn't go have tea at Harrods. But they're in Dublin. They're not in...
Go Lana.
Go Lana, as we come back from break.
Wow,
you're
look
not
at her,
in London.
Look at her go. Now,
in heels.
In heels, and now Trinity is going out and doing it. Ha! She is doing the accent. Paige didn't know people, you know. Are we going to get into Lana mode? Crush.
And now we're back in LA with Jonathan and Ava, and they're going out to lunch.
When they're hungry, they're hungry.
They had ordered an entire chicken and beef.
They are out of control hungry.
He just ate an entire chicken.
Yeah. So her mic falls down, and a woman's trying to help her, and she, you know, she sees handprints on Ava.
So apparently the abuse allegations are continuing.
The lady was like, there is help for that, apparently.
She's like, don't look.
Don't look at the woman who was accusing you of beating me.
Somebody gonna call cops on them. I can already feel it. Hey, it's a Dean. And Lucha Dragons, there's the Ascension.
So we're having a Nikki and Paige conversation. She called it fake and pretentious and the whole situation. And she calls her a phony. So Paige is gonna be herself at a dive bar. Oh, Paige.
Hey, Wade.
And the new girlfriend.
Okay, so she is there. We do have confirmation that the girl is there.
Or are they back for, they may be back from the UK at that point? I don't know. We'll find out. I'm confused.
Okay, alright. So we have Nikki and Paige imploding.
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting, with being confident, which Nikki is. There's nothing wrong with wanting to act, I guess.
Classy.
Classy. Classy is a good word for it, thank you.
You're welcome.
But there's also denying or really kind of not acknowledging where you come from. And like I said, if you want to go have tea, go have tea. Because you like to, because you enjoy to. Honestly, I like having tea. I enjoy going having high tea.
I know you do.
it's just, and it's not to embrace any kind of culture. It's just, I like it. You know, and if Nikki wants to go do that and she wants to take her sister and she wants to take Paige because it's something she enjoys and she wants them to enjoy it with her, that's one thing. To say that she's embracing English, British culture by having high tea, again, that's a stereotype. You're with Paige who grew up there. It's if you want to embrace the culture with her, get her advice on it. Say, hey, you know, I really want to get to know where you come from. I really want to experience your culture. What do you do? What's a good place to do or a good place to go? Or, you know, what are some of your favorite spots? Take me to some of your favorite spots, you know, whatever. And just to get a feeling for what Paige's interpretation of English culture is. Because, like we said before, everybody's interpretation is different because everybody comes from a different background.
Very true.
So I can't buy into Nikki saying, well, I'm doing it to embrace her culture. You're embracing a stereotype of her culture without getting her input on her culture.
If you really want to embrace, you shouldn't embrace Paige's culture. You should embrace Paige and the things she likes to do.
I mean, she's saying, hey, we can go, you know, Bree mentioned fish and chips. And she's like, oh, we can go to a chippy stand or we can go to, you know, a pub and or a dive bar and get beer. And we can go relax and have fun.
Because that's who Paige is. She's not high class, as we all can tell. She likes to party, have a good time in her surroundings.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and if you're going to be a part of it, you should embrace who she is.
Agreed.
Not her culture, who she is.
Yeah. Now, her taking the car, that was a little much. But it is what it is.
Who said it wasn't all their car?
This is true.
They all came together. Just saying. So we're back from break.
As we're back from break, we're back in L.A., and Ava and Jonathan are continuing to talk about the incident.
They're all like, the woman was doing the right
thing. Yeah, I mean, she was reaching out to Eva. She thought that Eva was in danger. She's just trying to do the right thing.
Jonathan brings up, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed of your war wounds because what, a boxer? No.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey is walking around right now with a black eye, so.
And she's the baddest chick on the planet.
And she's the baddest chick on the planet. So, you know, Ava's going to settle it once and for all in terms of what the bruises are.
Jonathan's like, put them on the computer, you know, we'll show our kids. You don't mess with your mama.
So wait, they're back to wanting kids again?
Someday, probably.
We missed that conversation. And now we're going back out with the girls. They're going to a lounge at the hotel. They're taking selfies.
We're talking about cats.
There's somebody in a Finn Balor shirt, possibly Finn Balor behind them.
I don't think it's Finn Balor behind them. Natty went out to Wade.
Natty, get out of it. Stay out of it.
Natty told Wade that Alicia wanted to talk. And Natty's playing. Now we're talking about Shade. And
now they're explaining Shade to Natty because Natty doesn't know what Shade is. Arion's like, maybe you just need to hit him real quick.
And now she's going to...
He's dating somebody! Y'all!
Oh,
God, they're
gonna
go find Wade. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
They're drunk, or will be very drunk by the time they do this.
Alcohol's involved. Okay, y'all. Never go talk to your ex when alcohol is involved. Ever.
We're in Birmingham now, with Nikki and John. They're taking Brie out to dinner for her anniversary. Apparently, Nikki had to shave her whole body tonight.
She had to shave? I'm surprised she doesn't wax. I'm actually surprised she didn't have laser hair removal, but that's an entirely different conversation.
That's an entirely different conversation. Cena's talking about how he grew up, and, you know, when he moved out, he was homeless, and now, wearing hand-me-downs, and now, he cares about how he looks. Nikki always wanted to be glamorous, even as a farm girl. Wow. Wow.
Damn!
Wow.
John, contain yourself.
John said, my dessert's going to be an orange dress.
No, my dessert's in an orange dress.
In an orange dress, my bad.
Referring to Nikki's dress.
Yeah.
John's going to have pie for dessert.
And it will be The Rock's favorite pie. The Poontang pie. They're now, Natty's trying to find ways.
They work for the same company.
Oh god, this is going badly. This is going to go
this
badly.
This is going to, they took wine with them.
She chugs her wine.
Oh my Jesus, this is gonna end so badly. And Arion and Natty bail.
She knocks on the door, and we go to break.
I don't even know what to say. Like, what does one even say about what just happened beyond alcohol should not be involved? Ever, in these kinds of situations. Never ever, ever ever, effing ever, should alcohol be involved when you're going to go talk to your ex. It will end badly. every single time. Like, Natty and Arion are crouched in a hallway behind a corner, like on their hands and knees looking around the corner like kids.
Yep.
That is the situation right now.
Yep.
That's just, this is why alcohol should never be involved in these situations. Where is Trinity? Where is Mama Diva?
Red Tour.
Damn it! This is, and other Mama Diva is drunk. Crap. This is why we need Trin. Trin just needs to be everywhere, cause if she was there, she'd be like, y'all stupid.
Someone needs the FaceTimer.
Somebody call Trin. Somebody do it. That just needs to be the standard line of this show. Just after last week, I'm calling Trin. That's it.
You remember the music, Somebody Call My Mama?
Somebody Call My Mama? It was Trinity.
Yeah.
Totally Trinity. But, yeah, so we'll see where that goes. But, I mean, in terms of Nikki's little confession, again, do it because you like it. And if she likes it and that's what she's aspired to be and that's what she wants to be, that's fine. Be who you want to be. But also don't forget how you got there. Because Nikki can be a touch pretentious at times.
You don't say. You know, it's the truth.
Just, she can be. I mean, she's a very lovely person, but Nikki can be a touch pretentious at times, so I can see where Paige is coming from, because, you know, again, for her to say, I want to show her British culture, which is what she said. Yeah, she's from there. So, we'll have to see how those two kiss and make up. And, well, we know how John and Nikki are going to kiss, so.
They're going to do a lot more than kissing.
Yep. There's some, not so PG things going on there. As we come back from break! They're hiding in a hallway, Alicia's knocking on the door.
And bells.
And runs.
And Fox is done.
Is she hiding in a closet? She's hiding in the bathroom. They're in the bathroom.
Even though it looked like a hot closet. Natty, what are you doing, Natty? Natty just took the purses. Oh, okay then.
So Natty's got their purses, so Natty's probably gonna go find Wade.
Paige likes the hat.
And they're having chips.
Paige is like, we're good friends, and this is our first real argument. Paige feels bad for what she said.
And basically they're having the conversation we just had.
Yes, pretty much. So we really can't add anything to that point, because we've already said it.
But Paige feels bad. She's talking out with Bree. She's basically trying to figure out how to make amends.
Gotta remember, there's an age difference there, too.
Yeah, there's a 10-year age difference, you know, so Nikki's in a different place than Paige is, and Paige is a different place than Nikki.
So I think we're about to kiss and make up here in a bit.
Yeah. And now we're in Nottingham. There's Robin Hood.
And now Natty's being tour guide. She's laying down the facts. Tyson Kidd would be so happy.
And they don't want to talk about last night at all. Good deal. Good plan. Basically, there was alcohol involved. There was a dare involved. They went and knocked on Wade's door. And they were drunk. And while Rosa brings up the fact that he's away from his girlfriend, and it's kind of a homewrecking thing.
Alicia's like, I'm no homewrecker. And Emma just stands in the background laughing.
Emma is so awkward. Like, she's like, why am I here? Why am I a part of this shit? Where's Paige? Somebody go find me, Paige.
As we go to break.
As we go to break, yes, well, much more words being exchanged. Things are getting heated. Basically, they're saying, Rosa, you weren't even there. You don't even know what was going on. And Rosa's like, oh my God, you were drunk. And, you know, you were there and you were stupid. And, you know, you're being a homewrecker. And I can see her point where it can be construed as if, you know, something happened.
But she hasn't done anything.
She went and knocked on the door and she bailed. Which, to the point, again, doing that kind of thing under the influence of alcohol is not exactly the best of ideas, as we've already said, but nothing happened. He didn't even open the door.
Correct.
That we know of.
She just said he didn't.
So, yeah, it's not even that big of a deal. It's really not. But, you know, to her credit, Rosa suggested they do it when they're back in the States. Excuse me. And that makes complete sense, to do it when they're home.
Which, you know, is going to go smoothly.
Well, I mean, I guess you could do it while he's closer to his girlfriend, but at the same time, what's the difference of her knocking on the door in the middle of the night when they're in Europe versus when they're in Ohio?
Nothing.
So, you know, that's kind of a moot point, but again, alcohol should not be involved. But maybe just, like, sit down with him in catering and have lunch with him or go out somewhere nice and just sit down and talk. You know, put your big girl panties on and woman up and...
Go from there.
Go from there. I mean, that's all you can do. But there's drama. Because what would be Total Divas without drama?
Exactly.
As we come back from break, we are now in London. Merry, merry old London.
At the O2 Arena.
At the O2, and we see everybody arriving. It's time to play Spot of Wyatt again.
red and blue meet.
Yes, they're all back together. The husband and wife, they're reunited.
Wait, how's Maria Menounos there? How was she there? I'm confused. Okay.
Maybe she was over there visiting? I don't know.
And there's some bad news, Barrett and his girlfriend.
Is that Kevin Owens? Oh, and there's the girlfriend. She's cute.
Alicia introduces herself to the girlfriend.
They walk up, they hug, they embrace. It's super awkward. Hey, look, it's a Big Show.
Well, it's the Big Show. Wayne is looking back like, oh my god, what the hell is going on?
Awkward. Super awkward. Hey, it's New Day.
New Day? Alicia's like, I need to mature and get over Wade. And Big Show sneaks up on Maria. It's now SmackDown. Natty versus Cameron. Paige is wandering around. And there was a Roman. So Nikki and Paige are talking. And Paige is apologizing. Nikki likes to fire things. Paige is like, great, stereotyping. Got it.
So basically, Nikki and Paige kind of kiss and make up a little bit. Kind of don't.
Okay, random Ziggler. You follow me everywhere on Twitter. Was Ziggler's response. That was a great response.
Yeah, I think there's going to be stuff coming between Nikki and Ziggler, so.
It's a little tease.
Little tease. What's to come? And now we're going to a bar.
Alicia's out to find some candy. Natty, who says we should hook her up on the Fish Network.
Plenty of fish. And they invite the boys over.
Alicia's not like, she doesn't like the candy in the city. Apparently Natty got some action. I don't think TJ would be happy with that.
Oh my! Okay, Natty! TJ's not gonna be happy about that. Fact.
Fact.
Oh, Brian drama.
Oh, Renee Young next week.
Ooh, Renee! And Welch. So it looks like it's gonna be Bella and Trinity-centric next week.
I'm okay with that.
I'm totally okay with that. So, well, we're going to have to see how that goes, but I think that wraps up episode 5 for this week. What do you think?
Yeah, we're good.
Really? That's it? We're good? Really?
We said everything. I got nothing. I'm looking forward to the drama next week. We look like we're going to be in London somewhere or overseas in the UK, which is pretty cool. And Primo!
Right?
We really didn't get a lot of that. I was disappointed.
Well, not this trip. She got super drunk last time, so.
Yeah, and she did get drunk. We just didn't see her drinking it because it was on a phone.
True that. So, well, I guess we're going to have to wait and see next week, episode 6. It's going by fast.
Yes, it is.
Damn it. So, well, until then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rock Extra right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.